I pray to God that they will hire her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive it, receive it, receive it.
This is WCNO. Listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report, a weekly news briefing on religious liberty news, a program hoping to educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on important issues of our day, but always approaching the issues from a biblical worldview.
You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report this third week of November 2025. Alexander Alfano reporting for this Christian legal ministry, advocating for religious liberties, freedom of conscience. The Religious Liberty Report on the air, working to keep America open to God's truth. The church is called to be the moral, the cultural conscience of the nation. This program is intended to help educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on how to approach the issues from a biblical worldview. A radio broadcast intended to help equip churches and believers on how to remain faithful to our mission in a culture too often disagreeing with our message. We live in a culture that aggressively challenges our faith. We must exhibit grace. Faith, religion, are often sources of controversy. Debates can be fierce. Debates can be fierce when they concern religious liberty, the relationship between church and state. As we address the issues, we must do so without sacrificing grace, compassion for the world, compassion for the lost. We can discuss the issues without sacrificing love. We must guard against becoming combative. Guard against being combative. Fighting for the faith. Yes, we must contend for the faith. Scripture exhorts us to contend for the faith, but we must do so without sacrificing grace, mercy, compassion. Turning to page one of the report, this third week of November 2025, reminding you that Jesus performed many miracles. This is undisputed. But there's one miracle he never performed. He never transformed the character of the unbelieving instantaneously with a miracle. In other words, Jesus never forced faith. He never forced belief in him or in God. Jesus believed in freedom of religion, freedom of conscience. Jesus never transformed the character of people with miracles. He could have, you know. He could have performed character-changing miracles. He chose instead to form them and teach them day by day. Because character cannot be imposed. It is cultivated, forged, formed. Godly character, not formed by an experience or a quick prayer. Godly character is formed through walking daily with God. Walking daily in the Word. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, the third week of November 2025. There's four cases pending before the Supreme Court of the United States. Childs versus Salazar, to determine if cities and states may ban families from receiving Christian counseling. Banned in over 110 cities across the United States. Already overturned in 23 cities, but still too many Christian counseling bans across the United States. Watching the High Court in the case of Childs versus Salazar. The case of West Virginia versus Hecox. Men are suing the states of West Virginia, Idaho, to overturn laws that protect women by prohibiting men from competing in women's sports. The issue is now before the Supreme Court of the United States. Prohibiting men from competing in women's sports. protecting women's sports. This past week, the Supreme Court declined to hear a case that would revisit the same-sex marriage ruling of 2015. This past week, 130 congressional Democrats backing trans athletes. In this case, before the Supreme Court of the United States, 130 congressional Democrats affirming their support for the inclusion of biological male trans athletes in women's sports. A case before the U.S. Supreme Court addressing men and women's sports. West Virginia versus Hecox. We'll be watching this case. We expect a decision from the High Court before the end of June 2026. Turning the page on the report. A warning from God. Something big is going to happen this week in your life, your world. Here's the one thing that you need to do this week, and your life is going to change. 100%. All you need to do is focus on God. It's simple, but it's not easy. Focus on God instead of your problems. Focus on God instead of your worries. Focus on God instead of the storm. Think about Peter in the Bible. Peter walking on water. As long as he kept his focus on Jesus, but as soon as he turned away, as soon as he got distracted, when he started focusing on the storm, he started to sink. Anxiety, depression, fear. No. No amount of worrying changes the future. No amount of regret changes the past. But any amount of gratitude can change your present. A simple formula. Let God take your past. Let him have it. Trust God with your future and thank God for your present. Yesterday is history, tomorrow a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why they call it the present. The next time your mind wants to get you to focus on all the what ifs, what if this? What if that? Train your mind to follow it up with then God. Then God's gonna work it all out. He'll work it all together for my good. Or you can say, even if this, even if that, I still have God. And if God is all I have, He is all that I need. God never stops being good. It is us, it is we that stop being thankful. So thank God. This week, every single day, it's your choice, it's my choice. It's our choice what we fill our mind with. The most dangerous thing a Christian can do is not read his Bible, because you're either filling your mind with the world or you're filling your mind with the Word. The world is going to fill your mind with fear, anxiety, worries, lies, temptation. The Word is going to fill your mind with truth. Of course, we can't ignore the world. Sometimes we have to pay attention, oftentimes, to what's happening in the world. But we have to get into the Word, into the Bible, a true reference point, a North Star, the only book where you can meet the author every time you read it. A book about how the author loves the reader so much that he died for them. The Bible, our passport. The Bible, our guide. Jesus, our pilot. And heaven, our destination. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report. Turning to page 3 of our report. Talking about boundaries. What are boundaries? What comes to mind? For many, we think of walls, distance, even being selfish. But this can be a misunderstanding, especially if we grew up in an environment where your needs were consistently dismissed, or where you were expected to manage others' emotions. I know this sounds a little complicated, maybe a little complex, but boundaries. Perhaps you learned that having limits meant you weren't loving enough, or that your role was to keep everyone else happy, regardless of the personal cost. But what if boundaries aren't walls that push others away? What if boundaries, rather, are the very structures that make meaningful connection possible? Boundaries. Meaningful connections. Boundaries, like the banks of a river that channel water's flow. Rather than stopping it, healthy boundaries define where you end and others begin, creating the clarity necessary for authentic relationship. Boundaries. Meaningful connections. Defining where you end and another begins. Boundaries help us with clarity. Clarity is necessary for authentic relationships. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus offered a surprisingly simple foundation for healthy boundaries. Matthew 5:37. Check this out. How simple. Verse 37, let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Matthew 5:37. This teaching establishes something as simple as clear communication. Clear communication, a clear yes or a clear no. Essential for true relationship, for integrity in our relationships. I read this. Check this out. For those with childhood trauma, the ability to say no was often compromised. Perhaps saying no resulted in rejection, anger, or abandonment. Over time, you might have developed elaborate explanations or people-pleasing behaviors, rather than simply expressing your boundaries. Talking about boundaries on the Religious Liberty Report. Jesus validating straightforward boundaries. Let your yes be yes, your no be no, without excessive justification, just clarity. Healthy boundaries flowing from understanding your inherent worth. You matter. You matter so much that you can have boundaries, limits. And this could be a good thing. Galatians 6:2-5. I'll read them for you. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Galatians 6:2-5, a passage illustrating the nature of healthy boundaries. Notice how Paul distinguishes between burdens that we help each other carry and the load that each person must bear themselves. Lack of clarity. Insincere relationships, trauma, will distort this balance, leading either to taking excessive responsibility for others' emotions or isolating completely to avoid being overwhelmed with responsibility. Paul presents a middle path. A middle path where appropriate interdependence can be possible. Helping others while maintaining a clear distinction between your responsibilities, your duties, and theirs. When Jesus sent his disciples to minister in various towns, he gave specific instructions. Instructions about engaging while maintaining, you got it, healthy boundaries. Boundaries in Matthew chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Matthew 10, verses 11 through 14. The words of Jesus. Setting boundaries, healthy boundaries. Whatever town or village you enter, set boundaries. Jesus teaching a balanced approach to relationships. The disciples were to offer connection while respecting others' responses. Jesus instructing them to shake the dust off your feet when rejected. This demonstrates a healthy detachment without resentment. Healthy detachment, no resentment. You can extend yourself to others while recognizing when a relationship isn't healthy or if it fails. You can gracefully withdraw without internalizing rejection or resentment. Setting boundaries requires disentangling guilt from responsibility. Listen to that. Disentangling guilt from responsibility. Setting boundaries requires honoring your limits. And this isn't selfish. This is necessary for sustainable relationships and connection. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, third week of November 2025, talking about boundaries, setting boundaries, disentangling guilt from responsibility. External boundaries, however, must flow from internal clarity. Internal clarity. Boundaries create clarity, allowing for authentic relationships, genuine intimacy can develop where you know where you end and another begins. Boundaries, an act of stewardship over what God has given us and what God is restoring in our lives. Allowing for new growth and authentic connection. At the same time, honoring your needs and other people's choices. Because your security and mine are found in God's unconditional love. And that is our foundation from which we can establish boundaries, healthy limits, setting up new patterns, new connections. Turning the Page on the Report. Third week of November 2025. Three-Eye Atlas. We've been covering it on the report. A comet, allegedly. NASA finally releasing new images addressing alien rumors. NASA's highly anticipated comet Three-Eye Atlas images have been released. NASA finally releases a cache of previously unseen images of this comet, this interstellar visitor that they've named Three-Eye Atlas. Rumors, online chatter regarding this interstellar comet, this visitor, whether it's a natural object or maybe something else. It became a sort of celestial celebrity since it was discovered in early July. A lot of speculation. Could this comet, an interstellar comet, that some speculated could be an alien spacecraft? Most astronomers, however, are confident that this interstellar comet is just a natural comet from some unknown star system. Because of the U.S. government shutdown, the photographs were delayed in their release, and this caused a stir. It coincided with the Atlas comet flying behind the far side of the sun, reaching its closest point to the sun on October 29th. NASA Associate Administrator Amit Krishyatriya said he wanted to address what he described as rumors. He said, "The object is a comet. It looks and behaves like a comet, and all evidence points to it being a comet. This one came from outside the solar system, which makes it fascinating, exciting, and scientifically very important." NASA Associate Administrator Kshatriya commenting on Three-Eye Atlas. "The object being only the third interstellar comet ever recorded, potentially the oldest comet ever seen, and the most massive of its kind. New images from NASA on Three-Eye Atlas. The interstellar comet that hasn't been able to shake this persistent conspiracy theory that it could be an extraterrestrial technology." Well, NASA officials dismissing this speculation with new photos. All this after speculation, especially from Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb, saying that Three-Eye Atlas might be of alien origin, an alien spaceship. But lately, even Loeb conceding that it is most likely a comet of natural origin. Three-Eye Atlas in the third week of November 2025. And this brings us to our last story. Final page of the report for this week. A film about unidentified phenomena gets a congressional audience. We talked about this last week on the last report, The Age of Disclosure, a documentary featuring government military officials talking about UFOs, unidentified phenomena. The movie Age of Disclosure, debuting this weekend in theaters and on Amazon in the United States. An unusual mix of politicians, experts, scientists gathering to watch the movie on Capitol Hill, of all places. A handful of House members filling a committee room to watch the new documentary, featuring nearly three dozen government officials and other experts discussing what they know about unidentified aerial phenomenon, what we've long referred to as UFOs. Both Republicans and Democrats gathering on Capitol Hill to watch The Age of Disclosure, a high-profile debut of a movie dealing with what some describe as an 80-year cover-up on the reverse engineering of technology retrieved from crashes. Perhaps the biggest name in the movie Age of Disclosure is Secretary of State Marco Rubio, former Florida senator, whose participation helped open the door for other top officials to go on the record. In the film, Rubio cites repeated instances of something operating in the airspace over restricted nuclear facilities, and it's not ours. And we don't know whose it is. Age of Disclosure, a film about unidentified phenomenon, getting a congressional audience on Capitol Hill. One attendee, Representative Eric Burleson, Republican of Missouri, said he hoped that the film would make UAP disclosure an issue of priority for the Trump administration. He went on to say, "I think we've had enough hearings. It's now time for hard evidence. I'm trying to find the receipts, private conversations that I've had. I've been given enough information to find them. I just don't have access." Republican Representative Eric Burleson of the state of Missouri. Looking for hard evidence, receipts, without access. Controversial documentary, drawing mixed reactions. The Age of Disclosure, debuting this weekend on Amazon and in theaters across the country. Thank you for tuning into the Religious Liberty Report this third week of November 2025, approaching Thanksgiving. So much to be thankful for. Next week, Lord willing, we'll have a report on Thanksgiving, the origins and history of Thanksgiving, and what it means in American culture. Jesus never promised his followers an easy path. In fact, he told his disciples that the world would hate them. He sent them out as sheep among wolves. Jesus' words came true in the lives of the apostles, and they're still coming true today in the lives of his followers around the world. Thank you for joining me on the Religious Liberty Report, where we covered this week's religious liberty news and some other important issues. Boundaries. Boundaries. Healthy boundaries. God-ordained boundaries. Healthy boundaries flowing from understanding your inherent worth. That you matter. You matter enough to have boundaries. Letting your yes be yes and your no be no. Clarity for both you and others in your life, so that we may interact authentically. Alexander Alfano signing off for the Religious Liberty Report. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in to the Religious Liberty Report, a broadcast intended to help equip churches and ministries on how to remain faithful to our mission in a culture that too often disagrees with our message. Tune in next week as we follow up on freedom of conscience, because without freedom of conscience, we have no other liberties. Alexander Alfano reporting for the Religious Liberty Report.